Applause mit Alive auf Flux FM. Die Band spielt heute Abend bei uns im Fluxbrau im Vorprogramm der Arkells und hat es jetzt zum ersten Mal auch zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Ich sag Hi Simon, Ben und René.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing, boys?
Really good.
Cool.
Very well. Pleased to be here.
Yeah, it's nice that you're here. I think so as well. But the thing is that I just learned that you basically live in Berlin or have lived in Berlin for more than 2 years now. Is that so?
Yes.
That's interesting. True. What was the main reason for you to come here? Was it the music? Was it was it New Zealand maybe that you wanted to leave or what were the initial reasons to come
I guess
here?
We all had our own reasons. I mean,
okay.
I mean, essentially, we all did want to do music here,
mm-hmm.
and it is a lot harder to do music in a smaller economy like New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was like one of the primary reasons, mm-hmm. and then we just all wanted something a little bit different.
Yeah,
I think we wanted to escape that isolation, you know, of and just explore like a bigger playground as well, you know. So it was kind of a good chance to get outside of all the normal life and just start something new again. So it was kind of, we were really lucky to do it together, you know, to come to a new city and explore it together, which has been...
Yeah, I can really think that if you're an artist and if you're thinking in strange ways, that you kind of feel as if New Zealand was not a paradise, but like a prison or something, or a paradise and a prison at the same time.
Yeah.
Like a prison with the internet.
A pretty prison.
That's very pretty.
A very pretty prison. No, but it's cool that you've made it here. And then you just put out your first EP, the Alive EP.
Mm-hmm.
That's been recorded here in Berlin. Or how and where did you record that one?
Yeah, well, we did that one in our studio, actually. We've got like kind of built a small studio.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically record there. And so we did that in the studio and kind of had some other friends of ours mix and master and do all the rest of it.
Okay,
so
cool.
Bring it up to like, you know, I guess the level it needs to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, most of it was home engineered.
Yeah. So it's like a true independent band story kind of.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Band moves from New Zealand to Berlin, builds up its own studio and then everything goes on from there. And then you had some friends that were into engineering and they helped you out.
Yeah. I mean, we wanted to keep... We had some contacts still in New Zealand, you know, and so we actually tried for the first time mixing it through Skype internationally.
What?
So
okay.
we were calling New Zealand, doing a three-way Skype call as we mixed.
Cool.
So it was a different way of doing it, you know.
Yeah.
But it actually, funnily enough, worked really well. I mean, you can't really beat like being in person in a studio, I think, ever.
Yeah.
But it was just like a really new... and just different way of like doing things, you know.
It's a good way to work with people who are stinking, actually, or something like
that.
True. I mean, that's a cool thing.
Yeah. Well, me and Simon had to be in the same room together, so.
Yeah. But I mean, there must be engineers. But it's a good idea, and it's working for even more bands. I've been learning about that quite often. That bands are basically letting their stuff is being mixed in the United States, and they just Skype with the guy who does it, with the engineer who does it, and they'll tell them what instrument should be louder.
For us as well, I mean, because we had it mixed and mastered in New Zealand, and I guess we kind of wanted to keep some aspect of New Zealand a part of it, and that was our part of it.
Recorded in Berlin, mixed in New Zealand.
And if it works like that, why not keep on doing it like that? You know, it's a good work structure that you've just found there. I know that the winter of Berlin has kind of brought pause applause to life. Let's put it that way. what was so inspiring about a Berlin winter? What was the problem, maybe as well, Simon?
Yeah, inspiring is not really the word
I can use
to describe winter in Berlin. I think with the latest EP release, you know, like kind of we've covered the different aspects of highs and lows, you know, that you experience in life. And when we first came here, we're on this, you know, kind of new adventure and stuff. And then it was like we experienced Berlin winter and that was kind of like the darkest.
That's a downer.
It was a bit of a downer, you know, and you know, it was just kind of like was a bit of a test, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But through it, you know, we created music at the end of it. We created, you know, art that we expressed, you know, that depression, shall we say, ultimately.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like the influence behind, you know, this first EP, and then the second EP is going to be a bit more lighthearted, I think, a bit more of probably the more of a summer collection of songs. I hope so.
I'm totally lucky to hear about that. I'm not that I don't like your music until now, but I'm totally happy that you guys are feeling well in Berlin by now.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that you've survived those winter feelings that are kind of like hard. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right? You know, I think like what we've never experienced in New Zealand is the extreme switch between seasons, sure, which you learn to love, you know, but yeah, that was just the introduction to something so extreme.
Yeah.
But through it, like, it really gave us such a richer feeling of the highs and the lows,
sure, you know,
that we experienced. So yeah, it was kind of really cool.
Yeah, you have to put pressure onto the coal to make a diamond. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, wise words.
You sound very profound.
So sorry about that one. But it's true somehow. Yeah. It's true somehow. So let's listen to another song before we talk a bit more. This one here is called Light Part 1. Pause, applause, nochmal auf Flux FM. And right after that, I'm going to give away some tickets. Wer sich also heute Abend Pause, applause angucken möchte im Vorprogramm der Arkells, der sollte noch dranbleiben. Pause, applause amid Light Part 1. I like the reverbish ending of that song. Like in a church or something. Great, yeah, great, great. So you've decided to put out the EP as a free download on the internet. You can basically, if you get go to pauseapplause.com, you just have to give your email address and then you get this EP for it. What was the reason for that? Is that something as a starting point? Do you want to get to know... gets to be known by people and then
yeah,
go for the rest.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, we just wanted to put it out there in a way that was just really, really easy to... We're an unknown band at this stage. We're independent. Yeah. And so we just wanted, like, to put the songs out there in the easiest possible way without any sort of restrictions.
Uh-huh.
So this is kind of our way of doing it.
Yeah, so people go to pauseapplause.com. Pause applause.
Pause applause.
Yeah, that's if you want to pronounce it German.
I love
that's
it. It's
your
German
band name, Pause applause. And it definitely makes kind of sense as well. That's a cool thing. It's the same words in German. So, so what about your near future plans? Are you writing on new stuff? Are you planning on putting out an LP? Are you looking for labels maybe as well? Or do you want to keep going the independent way? What are the future plans?
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty much just kind of doing production now on the second EP, which is going to be a follow-up to this.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's going to be a bit more of an upbeat kind of feel to it. But it's still a continuation of that journey, you know?
Cool.
And but yeah, I think we're happy like doing things independently. We're kind of going to play a lot more shows.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to kind of, you know, build momentum, I think, from you know, the releases that we're doing. And we're just going to keep playing and just, you know, and hopefully, like, you know, getting support from other independent, you know, collaborations with other people is what we're after.
Yeah, and then I really think it's cool to take the first steps on your own, because then you can really fight something when the label comes in. You can basically say, this is what we've done, this is what we want to do in the future, so let's maybe do this together or maybe not. But if you jump onto that boat of the labels, you know, without having a real plan, that might get a bit dangerous on that.
We always hear horror stories of friends who have maybe gotten a deal that sounds really good, you know, signed for 10 albums or something, and then stuck with this label and they've lost all control for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and the worst case scenario, you don't put out one record because the record label keeps sending you back into the studio saying it's not good enough for us, not good enough, and then you're spending years on one record and then it's not coming out because those guys just, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. I realize that I don't have to warn you. That's a good thing.
Yeah, we've been lucky, I think. Yeah. We haven't fallen into that.
I think you're lucky because you know how to work things on your own. That's a good thing too, because there's many bands out there who are not interested in how to produce a record, who are not interested in making a cover for their record. And as soon as you're interested into that, and as soon as you can do some of those things, you're on your way, I think, people. So what's the show tonight going to be about? Are you going to play some of those unreleased songs as well? How long is your set going to be and all that?
It's going to be a mixture. I think we're playing 35, 40 minutes kind of set. So it'll be like a good kind of, I don't know, part of like what we're playing at the moment. Mm. So there's some new stuff and there's also like stuff from the EP. It's a good mixture. Even some like kind of older tracks as well, I think we might throw in there too. So it's kind of all of our... the best of what we've created up until this.
Okay, cool.
We'll try and keep it a little bit more upbeat.
Okay, so I wish you the best of luck for tonight's show.
Thank
Please
you.
Come back again as soon as you finish some new material and that we can give away to people. And I'm going to give away some tickets right now. Wer heute Abend vorbeikommen möchte, die Arkells spielen im Fluxbau und im Vorprogramm die großartigen Pause Applause. Wer sich das reinziehen möchte, der ruft mich jetzt an unter 030 2000 9000. Das sind die letzten Tickets für die Arkells Show. Meine Kollegin Melanie Gullin schreibt euch auf die Liste. Und die Herrschaften von Pause Applause waren nett genug, zwei EPs hier nochmal zu hinterlegen. Wer die gewinnen möchte, die Alive 1 EP von Pause Applause, der ruft mich nicht an. Nein, der schreibt eine Mail an win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff Pause Applause. Eine Mail an win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff Pause Applause und die Adresse mit reinschreiben in diese E-Mail, damit wir euch die EP zuschicken lassen und zuschicken können. Die schön verpackte EP von Pause Applause. So guys, thanks a lot again for visiting us. And we'll see each other later on down at the Fluxbau.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. See you then. Bye bye.
See ya.